Joyce Meyer once said, she gets tons of mail from people asking her to pray for them that God would reveal what their ministry was. She said, straight out, to quit worrying about it, because every morning when you wake up and go out your door, you are in your ministry. If we truly believe God has called us to go out and serve others, then why are we waiting around to find out what we should do? Years ago, I read a story about Mother Teresa. She and another nun wanted to go to an unchurched town in India and start a mission with a small aid station. In order to accomplish that, they had to play by the rules of their denomination. So they put in a request with the local priest, who made all their decisions for everyone in the service of the church. And there, they waited. Yep, they waited 5 years for a reply. But for 5 years, they prayed and asked the Lord to move the heart of the priest to grant their petition. Sure enough, by and by, they got their walking papers. They packed the one pair of extra clothes they had, picked up their walking sticks, and left for the remote town. When they got there, they had no idea what the Lord wanted them to do or what their ministry was. So, while they waited to hear from God, they sat under the big tree in the center of town and sent word out to the street children that if anyone wanted to know how to read and write, meet at the big tree at about noon. A lot of kids showed up, all living on the streets. Children of all types, all homeless, all hungry and unlearned. Every day, the two nuns would pray to God and ask Him what their ministry was. But in the meantime, they were teaching the kids to pray, read, and write. All the while, they were waiting to hear from God. Over the following many months, while they were waiting to find out what their ministry was, a church had sprung up, salvations occurred, and a small hospital of sorts was developed. I don't reckon they ever got a word from God exactly concerning what their ministry was, but in the meantime, they served the community with all their heart, and God was brilliant among them, just brilliant. So, what do you mean when you tell people, "I'm in ministry"? What do you think the head guy who comes to your church all dressed in high-dollar clothes and is always asking for money? What do you think his or her idea of being in ministry is? Does that person say things like, "If you want God to bless you, put some extra in the offering plate"? How do you think it would go if you asked a very dangerous question, which is, "What does the ministry do with the money?" They may very well give you the left foot of fellowship real quick, so brace yourself. We who are in ministry as servants of the people are not in that position to get wealthy. We are in the position of servants to comfort, encourage, teach, and strengthen those around us, not to shear the sheep so closely they bleed. To be a servant, we must think like a servant, and let me say that again. To be a servant, we must think like a servant. I heard somewhere that servants make great leaders. I wonder where I got that idea. In Numbers 14, the Lord pardoned Israel after Moses pled their case. But even though God pardoned their rebellion, He said none of the people who had seen His glory and signs in the desert would enter the promised land, except Caleb. Numbers 14:24. "But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Want to live under an open heaven? It's a lie to say you have to give money to make that happen. Besides, how can you buy an open window in heaven anyway? I didn't think God, His callings, or Holy Spirit gifts were for sale, that He would open the windows of heaven if you gave enough money. Now, you may think that's absurd, but there are people in ministry who will tell you that if you give more money, you will get more of the Holy Spirit, and it's simply not true. If you want to live under an open heaven, be a servant. Get low like Jesus, and God will use you. Just watch and see. People are looking for a knight, someone of honor and humility, not a street fighter.